Saito Tejaniya speaking with some teachers at the Forest Refuge on May 29th, 07.
Patricia, didn't you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Patricia's coming tonight?
Now it's tomorrow night.
Oh. Oh,
really? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
Offer some discussion on renunciation in terms of a way of life, both lay life and monastic life, in relationship to attaining the stages of liberation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to speak about renunciation, whether in monastic or lay life.
Both. In regards to stages of liberation.
Stages of liberation. He considers renunciation the desire to be free from the defilements. He says it's not about becoming ordained. He says that's just the outer form of renunciation. He says we should think about the mind's renunciation.
So can you say more about the mind's renunciation in terms of living a lay life?
He says in Burmese it's simple, it's like it's not about getting out of the forest of people, it's about getting out of the forest of the defilements. Learning how to live with fewer and fewer defilements is renunciation. He says when he became a monk, he actually had to start relating to more people than when he was
layperson.
When he was a layperson, he lived a simple life, only had to relate to his family and a few friends. But as a monk now, he is relating to almost everyone.
But the outer life, we could say, of lay life, varying degrees of complexity, of course, and different for different people, but there's so much, so many hooks, I think I'd say, just simply because of the lack of, for lots of reasons, but one reason, because of the lack of the outer form that one agrees to in a monastic life. And, you know, he just mentioned the last time we met about food, for instance.
Mm.
That's one small thing.
Mm. Mm.
We're constantly choosing, and I think Sally mentioned something, I don't know if it was here or in another group, about we're constantly choosing for ourselves because we have unending choice in lay life.
လူပကင်းနာတွေအတွက်ပကင်းလေးတွေတွေ့လို့တယ်တိလာညာရှိတဲ့လူတွေ့တော့အရေးမကြီးတော့ပဲ
This is for beginners maybe but for those who have quite a bit of practice and wisdom and intelligence it's not so important the form of the structure anymore ဘယ်လိုဘဝမှာချိန်မဲ့ဟာတွေအများကြီးဘုန်းကြီးဘဝနဲ့အကိုထိန်းထားလို့
ထိန်းထ
ားI was just relating what you said just now. He says, that's what you think about structure can be helpful. In the monastic life, there's a lot to hook them to.
Yes,
a lot of the same.
What's important is for the greed and aversion to be less, to have wisdom, he said.
There's
something he doesn't understand. Why is it that when someone becomes an arahant, it's said in the Theravada text that they're not able to live longer than up to the next day in lay clothes?
Certainly.
Yes.
Why?
He doesn't
know.
I don't know.
But he says for certain, I mean, both in lay people and ordained people have equal chances of becoming enlightened. So it's not that you have to be ordained to become liberated. If you really have the desire to be free,
you're
willing to die the
day after you become
an
arahant.
He says, well, if you were an arahant, what would you be worrying about?
What do you think about? Yeah. He says,
I mean, even if somebody becomes a
sotapanna,
it's almost like a guarantee, right? Like the mind will go on its own way and eventually become liberated. Like nothing's going to stop it anymore.
Oh. Oh. See, there's a Tawati ma. Eh, do you think I'm going to do it? Tawati ma. Do you think I'm going to do it? I'm going to do it. Eh, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he doesn't know if you all have heard of this. He mentioned it to Andy and Musang, and they didn't seem to have heard of it. That it said in the Theravada text that in the town of Savatthi, when the Buddha gave a Dhamma talk, out of every seven people, five people that became enlightened would be lay people, and only one of the seven would be ordained.
Who's
got the other one? Yeah, the other one.
The Nabong, what, Nabong?
It became Dharma
teacher.
Nabong, not with Nabong, so it's Nabong judge. Nabong, what, Nabong, what,
คนน่ะบ่มางาบ่ว่าลูตะบงอ่ะพ้องจีบ่ฮู้คนน่ะบ่มางาบ่ว่ายะหันน่ะอริยะဖြစ်တယ်လူကြီးคนน่ะบ่มางาบ่ว่าอริยะဖြစ်တယ်ဟုတ်တပြီတော့ဖတ်တာคนน่ะบ่มางาบ่ว่าลูตะบงอ่ะพ้องจีงับတော့งางาจ้าဘူးล่ะคนน่ะบ่มางาบ่ว่าอริยะဖြစ်တယ်ไอ้ไอ้แต่มามายะหันยะหันเนี่ยเป็นบะเปล่าสิมาตะบงน่ะบ่งบ่รู้ก็ปู่ไม่ได้อ๋อถูกๆอ่ะตะบี้တော့ပြောတာအခုน่ะတခြားစီပြောနေအေးအဲ့လိုပြောလိုက်င we have a slight miscommunication with him and me. He says that out of the seven, five people would become enlightened. Two people would not become enlightened, and out of those seven, the fraction of that, out of that five, the fraction that would become monks would be only maybe one of those five.
Would
yeah.
become a monk or was a monk already?
Was a monk already. That became enlightened.
What about nuns?
Nuns, I mean ordained.
Monk or
yeah,
nun.
He says,
it's really what's inside that's more important than the outside.
Are there any known or suspected to be lay arahants in Burma?
Never
heard of anything like that.
Jau la anagani amyai ba.
He's heard there are lots of anagamis and he's laughing. And the reason why they don't want to become arahants is because they won't get to live long.
They're suspects somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
A little suspicious.
Just the relationship of the investigating mind and the mind of no clinging. The relationship between the mind that investigates
and
the mind, or the practice simply of not clinging to whatever's arising.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it feels that when I'm practicing, and if I'm practicing just whatever's arising, but then if I investigate, it feels like that's something, I'm doing something with my mind.
Right.
And I know there's a relationship there, but I'd like to hear what Saino says.
Investigate lo dres sengne, masuere sengne, belo sasamushi lere. You see the investigating mind, yeah? Not the watching mind.
Correct.
ဘလို့ဆက်ဆံမှုရှိလဲတဲ့ဘာဆိုသူကအမြဲတဘောထားကိုကြည့်တော့သူကဘာပဲသတိထားတာသူကဟိုမဆွဲဖို့မတိကထားတော့သတိထားတယ်အဲ့တော့ဘာပဲသိသိမဆွဲဖို့မဆွဲဖို့မဆွဲဖို့အဲ့လိုမျိုးသူကအဲ့လိုမျိုးသတိထားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့အမ်နည်းနည်း
He says he doesn't try to do this not clinging. He doesn't try to not cling. He tries to recognize the clinging. He says, and when from knowing the clinging, just being with it, realization comes that clinging is not necessary, then not clinging happens.
Right. Okay, so even in that, so then the investigation is kind of the investigation of the clinging.
Investigate no draga. Yes, investigation of the clinging. Studying the clinging mind. Or clinging, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Nature.
Maswena, Luga Lodamu, Nyanga do the Lodu Loda, Nyambova Yiji. Nyambova, investigation, and now got Songan and Yanshima, Nyane Aturoma, Nyan Lam, and Labi Soma. Nyapumisoma, but for Luchama.
Non-clinging, non-attachment is the work of wisdom, he said. Wisdom does not cling.
ไอ้จอมเนี่ยมันเนี่ยยอกิเลยเปียวอูเตียอูอาถุเลยหลูนี่จาละหลูอายุงเลยชุโลยาเลยสิทธิ์เลยชุโลยาเวทนาเลยชุโลตัดนี่ไปเลยไอ้တော့ดีบอมมาสิทธิ์ก็ไรจูละร้องจูละไอ้อะไรสร้างนี่เนาะไอ้เอาส่งงานนี่เนาะยะไรจูเนี่ยอาถุเนาะยะ
For many people who've been practicing a long time, the mind is already skillful at recognizing sensations, feelings, mind activities, and they're always known, in fact.
How many years? We already know how to watch, and our understanding this is what?
Understanding this is what it is. And he says, all we need to add is the recognizing whether these that are already known are seen with right view or not. And so just to make that the practice, is there right view or not in the moment?
Beginner or already aware. No, understanding see that. Right view see that.
So for a beginner, yes, he says it's like aware.
Right.
But now he says for someone who's practiced a long time is to check his understanding here or not.
Experience ก็ belum เนี่ย experience กู belum นาเลย ไอ้ นาเลยล่ะ กู จิ้ดุไม่เอา ไม่มีนายอูล่ะ
He says there's an experience and maybe it's not understood then okay then but if there's understanding of some perspective of the nature of what's at hand he said isn't it possible to recognize that wisdom and affirm oh there is this wisdom present in this
There may be something else coming.
I'd like to go back to the question on Nekama a little bit. Traditional texts talk a lot about the dangers of sensual pleasure. And for lay people, there are many opportunities for sensual pleasure, especially in married life. So as Sayadaw has been both a lay person and a monk, I wonder what his perspective is on sense pleasures in lay life.
ตุ๋นนี่เราก็พูดอยู่นี่นี่โอ้เสียจริงๆพูดอยู่นี่นี่ซะตุ๋นเปล่าแต่ตะชาสิเปลี่ยนเดียวตุ๋นก็เปล่าแหละอ๋อสาเรมะเมียๆยิ้มท่าล่ะบาเลยสรอกามกุมฉันดาอันเนี่ยရှိတယ်လို့ပြောတယ်
Yes
อันนี้ชื่อเลยลูกเปียวรอลูกบัวเนี่ยลูกบัวเนี่ยนี่ล่ะบาควะเลยอะหลุมเลยสรุปโอ้ลูกบัวเนี่ยแหละกูอ่ะพุ่นนี่บัวขันษาฉินน่ะกูอ่ะปฏิณาเลยโหดเลยเออเนี่ยชื่อเลยลูกอ่ะบาลูกขันษามาขันษาเนี่ยซินแย่มั้ยลูกพี่ๆอย่าห้ามพี่ๆเลยอย่าห้ามบัวเนี่ยแหละตุกรรมกุชันน่ะขันษาเนี่ยอันตรายไป
He says so whether in lay life or ordained life, he says it's the desire to, the wanting to indulge in sense pleasure that's the problem, is the wanting to, it's a problem. He said there are lots of monks who indulge in sensual pleasure of some kind, you know. Maybe not the married kind.
I think, Philip will be all right, Philip will be all right, Kisani. No, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
To show like, you know. Shin ku show like, na ku ma no kong.
This Italian yogi that was at the center had said to him, he was watching his, you know, his greed, and he had realized that if he, say he had greed for 10 things, and he renounced eight of those objects, he found that his mind took the power of all the greed and put it onto the two. And that's what so that's what happens. That's a problem that happens for monks and nuns a lot.
Damn it. Adika, the dinya, she did Lutaga. The dinya, she bought Adika. That was the Shaloya.
He says, so mainly the point is to have.
Go say, go, I'm not dinner. Go say, Makiri, I see me, Yachin and Lumia, she needed Lutaro. But look at it, point it to Lutia to Shaloya.
Is to have awareness and wisdom. Somebody who's watching their mind all the time or watching out for the defilements all the time has awareness and wisdom all the time. He says, then they have the choice to avoid it or investigate it or whatever.
No, different.
Whether lay person or.
Lay person have put on three on it.
He says, lay people have better awareness. He says because they have so many stimulants, when they lose awareness, they're gonna get swept away.
But I think lay people, well, speaking for myself, think that it's more okay to kind of indulge sense pleasures because we're not monks or nuns.
He said, so it's like a sila issue, yeah? And he says there's two kinds of sila. There's the avoidance silas, you know, the five precepts for, but that's just about external behavior. He says if someone has a desire to have sila in the mind, sila of the mind, what do you call it, chittasika sila, then that person is practicing to have less greed, aversion, and delusion in the mind. Then I was asking him, I was thinking, what did he do when he was in lay life? And all right, he was practicing to have awareness and awareness all the time. And if there's awareness and wisdom, then the other three are. He said, Sayadaw, Shreeman Sayadaw used to say to him, he says, if you use your own money and if you use your own money to buy food to eat, he says, what's
anything wrong? Yeah.
But he says if it's done with great greed, then there is something wrong with that. He says in lay life, it is permitted to indulge in some level of sensual pleasure, sensory pleasure, but he says if anything is done with excess greed or anything, he says then there it's harmful.
That's the question. Where the line of excess is.
He says another thing that Saido used to say was so you use the state of mind as a ruler. He says if the mind is feeling suffering, he says then some harm is being done. So we can forget about the other sila. He says just in the mind.
Miss
ကုသိုလ်စိတ်ကိုမေ့တာကုသိုလ်ဖြစ်ကြောင်းမေ့တာတရားကိုမေ့တာအဲ့ရပြတ်တာဟုတ်လားဒါဟန်တော်တော်မြင့်သွားရင်တော့ဒီတိလအရာမြင့်သွားရင်ရိုးရိုးဟိုလဲသူသူ့စားပါလေသူရမေရယသူရမေရယမစ္စပမာဒဋ္ဌာနပမာဒဋ္ဌာနပမာဒဋ္ဌာနရေးကြည့်တာ yes yeah
He has this interpretation for the fifth precept, Sura Miraya Majapumanatana. And he says that the purport of that, see, that precept is to not indulge in tana places that will make you forget your mindfulness. And
not,
so it's not about alcohol or poison. He says if you are greatly indulged in your grandchild, like the grandparent, he said that's more, you know, that's breaking that precept law.
Many old people they bring their child or
being lost in any
how do say?
So then there's no awareness.
အဲ့ဒီကနေတကယ်တရားအရန်လိုချင်တဲ့လူတရားအရင်အစင်းမြင့်ဖို့ကဒါအရေးကြီးလာပြီအဲ့လိုတည်နေမှုမှအရေးကြီးလာ
For people who really want to understand the Dharma very deeply he says then these very fine points start becoming very important to the mind
ကိုဘာလို့လို့ကိုပြောမြကိုလို့မြစဉ်းစားမြတရားဖြစ်မှုတရားအတွက်လာ
He says then everything starts being scrutinized everything that's said or thought or done is it with the motivation to understanding Dharma
ဓမ္မအတွက်ဖြစ်လာ
does it become
sala bala twet sala
do you eat what do you eat for
lai chao bala twet lai chao
why do you walk
walking meditation da le
that's walking meditation
eating meditation da le sala bala twet sala
that's eating meditation why do we eat
ni da bala twet ni da
why do we live
dhamma atwet ni da dhamma pa nai tha ma tu a long dhamma atwet twa ma bo
for dharma he says it's only if we keep dharma as an objective that everything we do will be geared towards dharma
pa na ya dharma wo udi taw sa udi tha ma
since the objective has to remain dharma all the time
I noticed that some you know a lot of things I do are just necessary to get through life and some of what I do is a formal Dharma practice but there's a lot that I do that is just taking up time you know it's just kind of distracting myself so that time goes by you know I read more news than I need to and I you know just do you know read you know magazines that really don't add anything any wisdom to my life and I just spend time to pass the time. Sounds like that would be in some ways. Would that motivation be very similar to the fifth precept?
Mm?
Oh. ဘာဖြစ်လဲ?သူ့ဘွားကလုတ်တဲ့အလုပ်အများကြီးကဘဝဖြတ်တန်းဖို့ပဲလုပ်တာ။ဖြတ်တန်းနေဖို့ဖြတ်တန်းဖို့ပဲ။အချိန်ကုန်သွားဖို့ပဲလုပ်တာတဲ့။ဘဝဖြတ်တန်းဖို့ပေါ့လုတ်เสียရှိလို့လုတ်တယ်ဒီလိုမျိုးတွေ။တချို့အချိန်တွေတရားလုပ်တယ်တရားအတွက်လုပ်တာနေအချိန်တွေရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ကိုတနေ့တာမှာကိုအချိန်လေးကုန်သွားဖို့ပဲလုပ်တဲ့ဟာအများကြီးရှိတယ်ဥပမာကိုလိုရာထက်တဲ့တင်းဖတ်တယ်ရှာဥပမာမုံနေစားမယ်ရေကမုံနေစားမယ်ဘာပိုင်းသူအဲ့ဒါထက်မပြောတော့ဘူ
းလုတ်ချင်တယ်လုတ်လေစိတ်ကိုပါစိတ်ကိုစိတ်နဲ့တိပြီးလုပ်ရလား
He says you can do all that do that if you want
necessary or not ညံပါဖို့အရေးကြီးတာ
Why not know the mind that's doing that he said then the wisdom will come up because there is awareness in every frivolous activity
ဘူးဂျင်ဘွားမလေးဦးဇင
် eventually even if you know you're doing that thing if the awareness is present at some point because of the awareness wisdom will come and wisdom will decide it doesn't want to do this anymore you don't have to stop doing it
ဦးဇင် yeah ဦးဇင်ဘွားမဦးဇင်တကယ်အားထုတ်ပါလေ
လုတ်ချင်တာလုတ်ပြီး
တော့လေ့လာတာ ตัวดูญานก็ไม่ลงเนี่ยไม่ลงเนี่ยပြောတာ
ကင်းနေလဲစော့နေတယ်เนาะအဲ့လေအဲ့ဒါလုံးနေ
မဟုတ်ဒါဟိုလာပေါ့လုံးနေနေကွာတတိထားကြည့်တယ
်မြင်းတဲ့သဘောတွေပဲအဲ့မှာ
အကုန်တတိထားရင်တဖြည်းဖြည်းညာကတော့ဒါမလုံးတင်တော့ဒါလုံးတင်ရွေးသွားတာ
He said when he was in lay life he didn't stop himself from doing the things he wanted he just was very aware of everything he was doing
ဟိုတီလာငါးမတီလာတော့စောင့်ထိန်းနေเนาะငါးမတီလာတော့စောင့်ထိန်းနေဒါပေမဲ့ကျန်တာလုံးလို့ရတဲ့ခါလေးရှိတယ
်
ခုနပြောတာလေလုံးလို့ရလုံးကြည့်တယ်ဒါတတိထားပြီးတော့လုံးကြည့်တယ်သူကသူရှောင်းသွား
He's so he maintained the five precepts he took that as his in a simple way and of course he expanded right speech into all its four listen and tried to maintain all that very carefully but he says beyond that he says there's a lot the mind can do and he would let himself do that he said like if you mentioned reading the news and all he would do that but we were going very keenly aware of all the things he was doing and over time the mind started choosing how it want what it wanted to draw
you know but Lucian Taina เนี่ยလိလာတာဘူမြာ
he prefers investigation a lot more than mystery
ဒါမလုပ်တော
့ဘူ
းညာကတော့ထိန်းတော့ဒါလုပ်တင်တယ်ဒါမလုပ်တင်ဘ
ူး then the wisdom comes because of the awareness and then decides this is not necessary.
ထိန်းလို့ရှိရင်ခဏခဏ
He says if we restrain just keep coming back again
and again. That's a relief for greed times.
I feel not normal as I get to
go to do exactly. Normal as I get to that 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 light dark. ဒီစားကြတယ်နော်။တော့စားတယ်။တတိထားပြီး
တော့စားတယ်။ He would like want to go to his favorite shop to eat things or go and indulge in some treat or something and he would go there mindfully eat mindfully he would do all of that
but near on it take him a look at it
but slowly it got less the mind didn't want to do it as much
ဘာကြောင့်နားလဲလို့နားလဲလို့ပြောလဲ
yeah and it became less because the mind understood
တွေ့ကြသူပြောဥဒင်းကဟိုဘောက်စင်ပွဲအရင်ကြိုက
် he tell you about one of his experiences he loves boxing matches he loves watching boxing
မတော်လာကြပြီတော်တော်ကြပြီအကျော်ညာလာကားပါပါပါပ
ါတ
ော့ကြည့်ရှင်တယ်ပတ်ကြည့်ရှင်တ
ယ် It's been a long time since he had gone to a boxing match and one day this you know the advertising vehicle crossed it came in front of the shop and he wanted to go and see that match
အဲ့တော့တွား
တယ် So he went
တော့တော့ကျောက်တတိထားပြီးတော့တွားလာဟိုပင်မနဲ့ဟိုရောက်တော့ဟိုတန်းစီရတာပင်မနဲ့အထဲမှာထိုင်ဆောင်ရတယ်ပင်မလူကြားမှာအများကြီးကြားမှာနေရတာကိုလည်းစိတ်ကကြက်နေတယ
် and he had to take a bus there and it's very hot in Burma he knew it was time to go there they had to queue for a long time to get the ticket that was also tiring he went inside and sitting in the crowd in the midst of all of them sitting there and waiting for a long time for it to begin he also saw the discomfort
ချလာချောဘာလဲထိုးရထိုးကိုယ်ကစိတ်ကတင်း
He said, "When they started the match, and they all started hitting each other, he could see the tension in the mind."
Who knew all of this? But that's how.
He could see that both of them were suffering.
Who was suffering?
And he was suffering.
Bill was suffering.
He looked around at other people. They all looked like they were suffering.
Then, အဲ့တော့လူကပင်မလာပြီအရန်ပင်မလာတော့တန်ရှင်တွေတက်လာပြီ
and his tension was increasing because it was all quite overwhelming
အဲ့တော့ဟိုကခဏနားစင်1 minute
and then they have a break
2 minute down then I စိတ်ကမရတော့မခံနိုင်တော့လေအထဲဝင်တော့ဇုံးတုံ့ပြန်တော့တော့ပတ်ဝန်းကျင်လုံးမေးပါ
so the mind could take the all that so he closed his eyes and the mind sort of went in
tension ကအရန်ထင်ရှား obvious ဖြစ်တော့စိတ်က detail ပြန်မလာတော့
yeah all the tension inside was so obvious the mind sort of went in
And what quite a sound down
yeah,
to the name.
And 2 minutes later, the bell struck again.
That's my heart.
That tension went out again.
Then, say about me, what did you
do? Then his mind asked him, why are you here? He said, this is not your place. And he went home and never went again.
Experience taught him
right from the midst of
Who teach you about it? Everyone. I can't
see. There is the what do you call it? That base, like that. How would you put it?
Like an inclination.
Yes, inclination. Yes, there's some inclination.
It's like a habit. If you
think you like it, but when you really look at it, you don't.
Have it look at what? Say them a tin, a Samsung seed, good tamacha seed.
He says many things happen in that way where he would have an idea that something was very good, like he'd want to go to an ice cream shop or a mohinga shop, and he would go there and realize that his idea of how good it was didn't match the actual experience, and then his mind would stop, sort of stop being
that's
so...
That's so disappointing. It's so disappointing.
Disappointing, Peter. You think it's going to be good, but it's not good. That's disappointing.
It's a
relief,
Western society. There's a lot of research that shows that people are very unhappy, basically, even though they have so much choice. And it turns out one reason is that people are terrible at guessing what will actually make them happy. They go on long vacations, they save up money and go on a vacation, and they think they'll be happy, and then they go there and it's crowded, or you know, the plane is late or something.
He was saying there's also another aspect to it where we go, when we go into something with the idea that it's going to be enjoyable, very often because people are not with the true experience, their idea that is enjoyable is what kind of rules the mind. They go back with the idea that they had a good time. He says when he became a monk, he says he became a monk because he was really overconfident at that time. In his life, there was no problem anymore. Everything in his life went just the way he wanted. Lay life had presented no problem to him at all. And his sadha for the Dhamma was so strong that his mind it kind of veered off in that direction.
So why is that overconfident?
Papilo, confidence low nello pure level.
Sekama bapetana lo ba mi ro ba.
Ko
ko lou nai phit tamya a ko lon ti ku chang si de. Phit tamya tu tu a na tu ba.
Overconfident Peter's rock. Below overconfident Peter, whom you would have done about the sign. Hello, you wanted a rock of Billy, overconfident, whom you would have done about the
sign. Yamel, you know, Balulu, Lulu, Yamel.
He says because when he was living his lay life, it felt like he got everything he wanted. Like he knew the causes, he knew how it would work, he knew how to do it, to get it, and he always got it. And he thought, I think, if he became a monk, he would be able to do it. Mm-hmm. That was the way his mind was thinking.
Mm-hmm. One teacher calls that master of samsara.
Please, yeah,
So in this slide, I have a question about conceit, or something about conceit. Lately, I've been looking much more closely at conceit. And what's come up recently when I see it is a kind of disgust, sort of very, really distasteful when I've gotten really, when it's come close. I've seen it for years, but lately it's much, I'm seeing it more closely. And so this mind of it was sort of disgusting when I saw it.
Very so the conceit was disgusting.
Yes. And it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time and energy.
To have conceit.
Yeah. And it's disgusting and it's a waste of time and energy. And it dropped. It just fell away in that moment. Now, of course, it came back. But what I've noticed is that that experience of a really close connection with it and seeing it, investigating, seeing it, and the attendant disgusting mind feeling, and the sense of it being a complete waste of time and energy, that it's been seen as it's arising or somewhere along in its early on process, and it's a little bit related to what Joseph said about just, in a sense, the mind just moving away from it, just relinquishing, letting go. And, you know, going on, you know, whatever. So I wonder if you would comment about conceit in
some way. So, มันเนาะเอ่อลิลาแล้วเนี่ยพอมีอ่ะมีดําเมนดีตลอดมาตัวปูแล้วเตซิกเล็กลาเนี่ยตะคัดลิตะแกนี้นี่คักๆกูตั้วบร่อ
ยูเซียก็ไม่รู้ก็เป็นก็คิดได้มั้ยสมมุติดูดูอีซัสเนี่ยเอฟวรี่ดีฟอลท์อีสไลค์แดทอืมดาเมนมันน่ะมาหมดเออนัมเบอร์ก็บาสเปียวซะโหไอ้เฉยมาไอ้หลูမျိုးมีไลค์แต่เฉยมาสึกก็แล้วบาทับผิดแล้วสรอกอืมไอ้เฉยแล้วกုံเนี่ยอ้าแล้วกုံเนี่ยไม่ตันอูสรอกไอ้เฉยมา
ချက်ချင်းပြောက်သွားတယ်တဲ့အင်းဒါပေမဲ့ပြီးတဲ့အချိန်မှာတော့မနာပြန်လာတာပါဘာလို့လဲဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီခဏလေးမှာတော့အဲ့လိုမျိုးခံစားလာရတယ်တကယ်စိတ်ကအဲ့အချိန်မှာလွတ်ချလိုက်တယ်ညံညံညံဖွင့်တဲ့ချိန်အားကောင်းတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူပြောက်သွားပဲ
အဲ့တော့စဉ်းစားကြည့်အဲ့တော့ကိုရတဲ့ညံလောက်ပြီလားဆိုဟီဆေးစ်ဒန်သော့ဒ်အစ်
Is that enough? Is that much wisdom enough? Mm-hmm.
Love. Amen.
Hello. That's all. We just keep going.
Tatalanina, what woman? The woman probably will be on it.
So when we're presented with something again and again, it always shows us that it's not been fully understood.
It's
not that it's not understood. Understood, but not fully understood.
He
has this question often for the yogis. He says, so you sitting meditation is fine, you find practicing meditation is fine, it's easy to be aware, the mind is established in awareness, some insights are present, and everything's going smoothly. He asked them, is there a problem? Is there a problem?
For me, not my shit.
He's got a problem.
I've got another thing.
What do you think is the problem?
Nothing to work with.
Nothing to work with.
Work with.
Workload. Work with. Workload. same DNA who he said the mind is working with things, but in its own way, so it's happening naturally, so it's very smooth.
Problem ဆိုတာဘူးစင်းဘယ်လိုပြောလဲတော့ဒါနဲ့ချိန်နဲ့လို့မရဘူးသူပြောချင
် Yeah, he says his problem is that he knows this is not enough.
ဘာလဲဆိုတော့ကိုတွားချင်တဲ့နေရာမရောက်သေးဘူ
း Because he hasn't reached the goal.
There's still identification.
ကျောင်းမရောက်သေးဘူးလေမရောက်သေးတာပြဿနာပေါ့
Right, he says we're not there yet, so.
အဲ့တော့နေနေနေကိုချိန်နဲ့ satisfy လုပ်ဖို့မရသေးဘူး
So he just can't feel satisfied.
အဲ့တော့ဉာဏ်ကြီးလာတဲ့လူကလူများတွေပြဿနာဖြစ်တဲ့ဟာသူ့မှာပြဿနာမဟုတ်ဘူး။လူများပြဿနာမတင်တဲ့ဟာသူ့မှာပြဿနာကြီးချက်ဖြစ်နေ
။
ဉာဏ်ပေါ်မှာမူတည်တာပေါ့။ဉာဏ်။ဥ
စ္စာတိကလည်း
ပြောတယ်။ပြောတယ်၊သူလည်းပြောတယ်။
This is Udratika also says this that
သူကတော့ပြောတာပါ။သူ့တွက်မှာအ
ဲ့သူ့တွက်
သူ့တွက်တော့ပြဿနာတွေကအများကြီးရွေးတယ်။
Yeah. That when people become wiser, what's usually a problem for other people is not a problem for them anymore.But what other people don't even consider problems become big problems for them. He says, sometimes it feels like not being patient anymore.
Teaming with students?
Because he can see the
sawing
of the mind.
The car, oh, people.
He says, why doesn't he just go? Cutting up the hill and go over.
Right, why doesn't it?
Sorry. Happy little
daughter. I don't know. Oh, that's why. What's the problem?
Finish.
Definement and understanding are dilo.
He says, it's taking so long because the defilements and the understanding are.
Understand that fully understand the whole thing.
If the understanding was full understanding, it would go whoa.
I don't know. No, retreat is like the last.
That's why retreats are not enough. It's like retreat up, down.
And one experience that I think is very common that I had about my last retreat, when things were going along very smoothly and then my mind was caught in some defilement,And it was clearly more suffering. And then my mind, I would see it and would let go, and my mind would be peaceful again. And then it would keep coming back. And I kept asking myself, I'm much happier without it. So why do I keep getting lost in it?
Yeah.
And I could not really see the answer to that question.
Don't be worried. To shake, sakanga, to.ဒီတခုတတိထားမိရတာခဏခဏတတိထားမိတယ်အကုန်လုံးကောင်းတယ
်
ခိလေတာတခုပေါ်တယ
်
ပေါ်တော့ကြည့်တော့ဒုက္ခရောက်တယ်တည်နေတယ
်
အဲ့တော့တည်တော့လွတ်ကြောက်အောင
်
မဖြစ်တော့ဒါပေမဲ့ပြန်လာတယ
် yes
ပြန်ကောင်းရတယ်ပြီး
ပြန်လာ
အဲ့လိုပဲပြန်ကြည့်လိုက်ဒုက္ခရောက်လို့တည်နေတာပဲပြန်စိတ်ကလွတ်ချလိုက်ရပြီးရင်ကောင်းသွားပြီပြီးပြန်လာတယ
်
ထပ်ခါလာတော့သူမေးတယ်လေဒုက္ခဆိုမှနားလေပါလေဆိုတော့ဘာလို့ထခါထခါလာတ
ာလဲဒါကနားလေလို့ပေါ့
တိုင်းကအဖြစ်မရ
ဘူးဒါကနားလေလို့ပေါ့
He says because the mind really doesn't understand
So what does that mean exactly
ဒါကနားမလဲဆိုဘလို့ပြောတာ
လဲ Come on ဘာလို့လာနေလဲ
He says why is it still coming
No I understand
that
but what would it mean
to fully understand
ပထမ step ကသဘောပေါက်တာပထမဦးစင်းသဘောပေါက်တာကိလေသာတွေကိုတားလို့မရ
The first step he understands is that you cannot stop the defilements
သူ့ပေါ်မှာနားလေလာတော့ကြောင်းလို့ရ
But you can change your
အမြင်ပြောင်းသွားနိုင်ပထမ step က
point of view towards the defilement can you change your relationship
အဲ့အကြောင်းနဲ့ तू ကပေါ်တယ် run မလို့မရပေါ်တယ် run မလို့မရ
So thenWhen you've changed your relationship towards it, he says, then the defilements will still appear, but they can't overwhelm you anymore.
Alors, the kid lower, lower, malawa, anjahana maya.
အနာဂတ်ညမှာသူကဒေါရအလုံးကသူအစ်စင်နဲ့သူပယ်နိုင်ပယ်နိုင်တော့
because for say greed to not arise anymore he says you have to be an arahant for anger not to arise anymore you have to be an anagami so like it has its own kind of levels at which it will really not come anymore
အခုကိုလူတတ်နိုင်တာဖြစ်တာပဲသိလို့ရတယ်သူမဖြစ်အောင်လုံးလို့မရသေးဘူး
he says so at this point he says the only thing we can manage is to recognize them for what they are to not have them come at all we can't
သင်ရတာဟုတ်ဒုက္ခကိုနားလေတာအစ်မမတူပဲအနာကလောက်နားလိုက်ဒေါသမလာတော့ဘူ
း yeah he says and understanding the dukkha in something he says there are many levels of understanding dukkha if we understood it for example at the level of the anagami then we wouldn't have dukkha
ဒေါသလုံးဝမလာတော့လုံးဝမပေါ်တော့
no
but
dosa you wouldn't have what dosa anymore if you understood the dukkha of say dosa really well at the level of an anagami you wouldn't have
so in this situation it was like my mind kept thinking about a difficult past situation that had been past but it just kept coming up into the mind and I would get lost in the story of it and then come out and see the suffering of it and so I'm wondering was it because I wasn't seeing I couldn't see what I wasn't seeing that kept it coming back
yeah tu wa di chin ni ya ba le so tu wa atit ma ho khet khe ga de pyatana ta khu sait tha ma pyan myan paw da tu wa paw la yin ai thai ma yin pu wa de pyin pyan ta tin ya yin khwa lai de khwa yin di lo tin di di ha shi ni ya da sait dukkha yaw de so yin sait ka lut cha lai de ပြန်စိတ်ကလှချရတာသူကလှချရတာမသိဘူးအဲ့ဒါသူကောင်းရှင်းရှင်းမပြော
စိတ်ကလှတာပေါ့
ပြန်ကောင်းသွားရင်ကောင်းသွားပြီးရင်နောက်တစ်ခါပေါ်မယ်အဲ့တော့ထက်ခါထက်ခါဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့
သူကအဲ့ကြဦးစင်းပြောတာပေါ့နောက်တစ်ခါပေါ်ရင
်
နောက်တစ်ခါပေါ်နေတာပါလေ
This is okay It arises again What is it that is arising
A memory
Yeah အဲ့ပေါ်မှာအမြင်မှန်ရှိနေလာအောင်လား
Do you have the right view of this?
I was in and out of the, sometimes I was just lost in the story.
Yeah.
And sometimes I saw that it was just a memory.
The
cuddly lost view. Right view scene involved my view. Wrong view scene tat la.
And I
don't know. That's right view. I mean that the jong nai ma di sait di phit ta mya right view ne myin bo chou sa li.
So it's just a process. It's in process.
Right. So just having more moments of right view.
Yeah,
right.
that's why I said you need to practice right view or not.
Yeah.
No need awareness.
That is awareness. That is awareness.
That is.
No,
that's really right view. Shila, shila, chila.
Yes, yes. Not mindful, not important. That's why I said mindful. Not any experience all the time. We
yeah.
all the time naturally we meet all the time this experience.
Yeah.
What do you think about this? The habit time is right now. Yeah.
Even if you just sit and think about it, he said.
But this is what it is. အခုသင်မေးခွန်းကလေးဘာလဲ။ဘာကြောင့်လဲ။ဘာလဲ။ဘာကြောင့်။ဘာလဲဆိုတော့ဒါ as it is ဆိုနားလေတာ. What it is? ဒါ as it is.
This question is always what is this? Why is it? What is this? Why is it?
And so why would like with something like that where there's right view and just seeing it for what it is and then wrong view and forgetting the story.
အဲ့အချိန်မှာကိုယ်စိတ်ကအလေးချင်းပါမူတည်တယ်ကို attention ကဘယ်ဘက်သွားလားနေချက်ဘက်သွားလား story ဘက်သွားလ
ား
အဲ့အလေးချင်းပါမူတည်တယ
် what the mind takes more regularly as its object whether the reality the right view or the wrong view cases will depend on practice like what has the mind always been practicing has it always been practicing looking at things with right view
English lesson မှာရှိတယ် object is mind not story line
He said he's learning this in his English lesson. The object is the mind, not the storyline.
Okay.
A plus. But so when you say to ask why, it's just to ask that question, then drop it, not to actually go, oh, it's because this and that.
Why lo bi?
Lai
shao.
Lai shao sin sa ho mo.
Yes, not to give the answer.
More watch, not thinking.
Yeah.
ไอ้เทมาบาลีชิอติสิติยมปูบิ조사
Then to get the answer you just have to start looking much more carefully to see what might be there as an answer.
Is it helpful to notice that the previous moment was wrong view?
Sozolia a mi man ni le lo a gu tbo pao da a thao ku phit la le.
Oh, phit na bo. Tbo pao bi do le thao ku phit.
So as well as noticing light view, it's also noticing that what has happened there was wrong view.
အဲ့တော့ right view နဲ့မြင်ဖို့တင်မကောက် wrong view ရှိခဲ့တယ်လို့
wrong view ရှိမှန်တည် right view ဖြစ်နေပြီ
he says yeah when you recognize that there has been wrong view recognize wrong view for what it is he says that's right view
why is it that it seems sometimes now in my practice when any of the defilements arise they can seem more stinging or burning.
Why is it that
when the defilements arise in the mind
now
they can seem more they can sting more
yeah.
or they can burn more yeah. when I compare it to you know years and years ago that now the fire is really hot so to speak of the defilement
ဘာဖြစ်လို့အခုအားထုတ်တာနဲ့အရင်အားထုတ်တာဒီလိုကွာတယ်အခုကကိလေသာတွေကိုမြင်သူကပုံနာတယ်တကယ်ပုံပြီးတော့သူတဘာပုံထေရှားလို့တက
်အစ်ဖြစ်လို့အခုက real open ဖြစ်လိုက်လို့အရင်တော့ဖဖိထားလို့တမာတိနဲ့ဖိဖိထားလို
့ because now it's real he says you've opened the mind and you're seeing it as it is before the mind has depressed everything with samadhi
samadhi จ้องคันနိုင်နေတာ
he says so samadhi and makes the mind able to bear with things much more
ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့လိုနာမပဲ तू อ่ะအဲ့မှာ तू တကယ် तू မကောင်းတကယ်သဘောပေါက်မှာပဲ तू လွတ်ရှင်မှာ
but it's only when the mind really understands how burning or stinging it is he says then the inner mind truly builds a desire to be rid of it
That's also that is happening.
Okay,
I love it. As it is, what? She didn't teach him
how to do it.
Yeah, he says, as it is, that's what we really want to know, right? As it is. You block singing it, singing it, block it, singing it, block
it, how much suffering is it? How much does it torture us?
Oh, don't come, Ali. Don't come, Ali. Singing it, look at you know. And this is the little meaning, don't come, don't
come,
the bubble. This is the little,
oppression.
I mean, don't come, Ali. I bet the music. So I don't want you.
No attachment. Just no desire to attach the desire.
Yeah. So is it helpful to turn the mind toward disenchantment rather than just feeling too discouraged?
Oh, I need to understand the question.
Turn the mind toward disenchantment? Like in terms of having the correct view, even if it's a mundane view, is it helpful to think of disenchantment rather than getting too discouraged?
So discouraged because you have, say, there is experience of aversion coming up, and instead of feeling discouraged because aversion is arising, to think of disenchantment?
Disenchantment in a positive sense, meaning
but
disenchantment with samsara in general. So using
So thinking about it, like reflecting the disenchantment. So if you're right, di lo ki le ta ri o ti yin ho sit pye ma sa
taw yin ga phit pye
tu wa taw yin ga phit sin sa ya ma la bo a lo myo myo la
nyan pai taw yin ga bae pyaung ga la bae chi de phit ka la nyan pai taw yin ga nyan wo phit de
he says if there is wisdom in the watching mind he says then that wisdom will see the what he he's interpreting what you call like turning towards disenchantment as rousing a sense of spiritual urgency. And he says if there's wisdom in the watching mind, he says that wisdom will have a sense of spiritual urgency or develop a sense of spiritual urgency.
ดุขะ
There's the dukkha which is the feeling of suffering. Like I feel suffering.
No, vipanama dukkha.
The second one is the dukkha of doing things over and over and over again, like eating every day, repeated kind of.
No, pinira dukkha. ဖြစ်တဲ့ဒုက္ခ ဖြစ်တော့ဒုက္ခ လို့နားလေ ဖြစ်တယ်မရောဒုက္ခ
လို့နား The last one is sankhara dukkha
ဥစဉ်ကဘယ်လိုတဘောပေါ့ ဒူးရင် လုံနေရတာဒုက္ခ ရေ ဘီးရင် ဘီးရင်ကိုဒုက္ခ လို့ ထင်
He thinks of it as this way as this he says this the doing everything something every day is a doing dukkha the dukkha of having to do the other dukkha is the dukkha of being of having to be because constantly
ကိုအကျိုးရှိတယ်အကျိုးမရှိဘူးဘာဖြစ်ဖြစ်အကျိုးရှိတယ်အကျိုးမရှိဘူးလို့ပြောပြီးလုံနေတာအဲဒုက္ခလားမဒုက္ခလားဒုက္ခလားဒုက္ခလားအကျိုးရှိတယ်ဆိုပါငါတို့အကျိုးရှိလို့လုံနေတာဒုက္ခလားဒုက္ခလား
He says for example we're doing things he says because we think it's beneficial we think it's good for other people he said but is it dukkha or not dukkha to be doing things
depends dukkha dukkha ပဲရှိ
He says essentially
အကျိုးတော့ရှိတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒုက္ခ
in essence though everything is dukkha not dukkha like suffering which is the first level but there's a dukkha that underlies everything although it is beneficial dukkha is so
ဒုက္ခလို့နားလေတဲ့လူကလေ တခါလေ ညံ မပြင်းလေ တော့ဒေါသပဲရိုင်းစင်းသွား ပြင်းတော့တယ်မလုပ်ချင်တော့
He says when people don't understand the dukkha of doing in the right way like they begin to sense the dukkha in doing you have to do things every day repeatedly when they don't understand they start to get a sense of it but they don't have the right understanding of it complete clear understanding then he says it starts to veer into aversion So why do I need to do this every day? Then they, what they do is not do it. So it sort of veers into laziness from aversion.
Usin yogi taw taw myan myan twei bu le. Nyan phit la, dukkha lo tabor paw la nyan phit. Nen nen le phit pi lo, naw pai sat ma phit bu. Tit taw taw le. Delusion win la pi lo, swa cha taw taw da me. A myai be depressed phit ni la.
He seems to happen to a lot of yogis where they have a glimpse of an insight into dukkha. And then there is not enough wisdom to understand it fully. And then because of whatever circumstance, they don't continue practice or don't grow that wisdom. He says delusion comes in. And when delusion comes in, it takes that understanding and then like gets angry. The aversion sets in. He says he's seen lots of yogis like that. They get depressed.
Lonely pin, depression.
They get lonely.
I don't do nothing. Very dukkha, very dukkha.
Then
slowly lazy. And Dora
But that's aversion at will.
He got quite sucked
into that for a while.
He didn't want to go anywhere,
do anything.
And slowly
he got lonely.
Was it useful, do you think?
Huh?
And it was useful to have that experience.
Hey, pretty young, yeah. Right? That's what
Well, of course, in the sense that he learned a lesson from that, but he first needed to recognize that before he could learn the lesson. He says, so he really saw in that the danger of wisdom not continually growing. He says, we have a little bit of insight or wisdom. He says, how far does it go? And then he says it stops. For most people, it stops and then it disappears. The wisdom doesn't operate anymore.
Defilements come back.
Then the defilements come back.
So awareness and wisdom need to be ever
present. It must be growing,
continuously. Steadily. Yeah. You all know about the four levels of clear
comprehension. So in the Theravada, they call it whether something, the first level is knowing whether something is suitable or not. The second level is knowing whether something is beneficial or not. Then the third level So the first two kinds of understanding we sometimes call common sense. You know? And these two are directly related to understanding how to practice in the right way. And then the third level of clear comprehension is they call it the grazing ground of wisdom. The grazing ground of wisdom is understanding that everything is mental and physical phenomena. And there's a clear understanding, so there's right view all the time. And then the last one is where there's actually deeper understanding into the characteristics of life of anicca, dukkha, and anatta, and also again ever present understanding. At the level of 3 and 4, he says it's not like when we have flashes of insight into these things, flashes of insight into phenomena or the characteristics. He says when it's the 3rd and 4th level for clear comprehension, it's where the mind is living in that insight.
Happy pinyam. Happy pinyam. Nature pinyam.
It's nature to the mind to see things in that way already. He says at that level, it's not the person who's practicing anymore, it's the wisdom. Even as he speaks, he sees himself. I said, what do you see? He says, just that not doing it constantly and not doing it. That's why it's taking so long. He said,
what stops us? The Buddha said that he was the first person to like get over the North Pole or the South Pole, something like that. I've got out.
What does it take to want to continue to penetrate delusion again and again?
He says, what is the opposite of delusion?
Wisdom. It seems like it takes also some deep disenchantment and motivation.
That's considered wisdom. Motivation, disenchantments Right, he says when there's true understanding of the dukkha, This is when there's true understanding of the dukkha inherent in everything. He says that's when the mind truly wants the other side. He says now everybody practices with an idea that is probably better in a different way. And so it's still greed, a form of greed, trying to reach for that. It's not true wisdom. He says when wisdom grows, at some point, wisdom will see that there's really some dukkha in this. And then that wisdom
opposite
and,
go,
and when the wisdom is able to see that opposite, it starts to move towards it in a more
real
way.
Real,
yeah.
Real. Very
because
sure.
Because it knows it's real. That's when true desire.
Is that wisdom sees not once, just one side.
One side, one
side.
If wisdom ever understands something from only one perspective, which often it does, he says that's very still very weak wisdom. Often wisdom can, he says, see two perspectives, four perspectives. If wisdom is very strong, in an instant, it will understand something, and he said it will illuminate many, many facets of that, situation.
Not one by one, or one step, one step, one step.
It's not one by one that the wisdom is gained.
First level, second level, third level, fourth, 11th stage, yeah. 16th stage, 11th stage, but yeah.
You're talking about 16 stages in the exciting term, but you say you go first, second, third. I mean, that's what people think. First, second, third, fourth. You get to the 11th and people say, oh, I'm stuck in the 11th stage.
Powerful, yeah.
I mean, this is a facetious.
He says,
although the theory describes it that way, in a kind of linear way, when the practical understandings come, he says it's a very different experience from what you might be able to read.
Oh, dukkha nāle, so asubha wa te piyoma.
Talk about asubha too. You know asubha?
Asubha, mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Dukkha pama pa.
Asubha, English word.
Unbeautiful.
Unbeautiful.
Okay.
Perception. The perception of the unbeautiful.
Perception of the
unbeautiful.
No,
perception.
No nice. No good. No nice. No good. No beautiful.
It's like corpse medicine.
So,
old
translation was loathsome.
Yeah, that was very strong. There's a word in Burmese, and the Burmese word for me makes perfect sense. Tinter is like suitable.
No,
proper, but actually nothing is
proper.
Yes, nothing is proper. You know, it's like.
Tamali piti padati utubala adubala pion glo pion.
He says, so states like good states of mind, samadhi, piti, pasadi, metta, all this. He says, are they suba? Suba is
suba or asuba? What's
funky? That's what I thought. It's like there's something funky about everything. So it's not quite proper, you know.
Yoga di piyama, di tamani di piti padati di yoga. Dukkha nale bulu.
He says, so the yogis here, I don't know which here.
Not here,
but
everywhere.
He says everywhere. really need to actually begin understanding already that the samadhi, the pitis, the pasadis are inherently also nothing in. Essentially
asubha
or
dukkha or something, you understand, you need to understand this.
Yeah.
Then they want to let go. No more, The minute when I do, this morning I told him,
Steve,
yogi do bulu piyamale, jati dukkha bulu piyamale, pitao dukkha lo bulu nalem.
He was telling Steve, how are they going to tell it to the yogis? they're going to change the yogis, he said, to introduce to them ideas
peaceful or good samadhi,
non-clinging, so that peaceful states like samadhi and everything that they hope to get are essentially not desirable.
Yeah.
So then we come, just now we talk about the doing dukkha, dukkha of doing, and then the third level, the highest level, is understanding the dukkha of being. And he says that's the dukkha, what they call dukkha of birth, or becoming, jati dukkha.
Luya passing away laisha. Passing away dukkha, anicca dukkha, passing away laisha.
He says people keep looking for passing away to understand anicca. They think that we must see something pass away or disappear to understand anicca.